Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus, good morning, Holy Spirit, and good morning to you, Tedline. I just have to proclaim one thing this morning, and that is Jesus is Lord over everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. I am not going to, I was about a minute late getting here because I was right here, but I was working on this message. I am going to do some deliverance this morning, two more days that I have never done before. And the reason I've never done it before, maybe some of those people, you know, that maybe God has given them this revelation long before me. But being on this 40-day journey, and I was in anticipation of the enemy attacking, and I want you to be aware of that now. But I also want you to be aware of the fact that God, like he did with me this morning, is going to give you something he's never given you before. Remember, this, the whole purpose of this 40-day fast was that the oppressed would go free. So I'm gonna do some deliverance this morning that I have never, ever done before in my life. But also, by faith, I said I was going to do that radio program, Spirits Are Subject Unto You, and profiling, breaking down something demonic happening in the world every week and showing the spirits behind it and what we have to do. Well, don't you know that God gave me that, but I still wasn't certain how I was going to do it. I just knew that God said it, I'm going to do it. And then I called up, I consulted with some other people who thought it was a good idea. But God had this idea in the incubation mode before I even spoke it out. This morning, early this morning, well, it started last night, God sent somebody to the healing home out the clear blue. But they didn't come to stay to the healing home. They only came for prayer. And we certainly made them welcome because it was dark. So they're going to be leaving today after prayer. And I like when God does that, because that is a witness as to where I'm going, what I'm supposed to do, and that I'm on the right track. I don't have time to explain all the dynamics to you. But in this message, I'm going to share with you this morning, and after the message, I'm going to cast some spirits out that I have never, ever even thought about casting out in and of myself, because I didn't realize, I don't see, except the Lord show you something, you can't realize it because your mind, either I wasn't ready to receive it, or it wasn't God's perfect timing for it. So this one here, I would advise you to pay close attention to. And I would advise you to listen to it a couple times so you can really get it. So let me open it up. Does it have a name? I don't know. I just finished with it, so I don't even think I'm finished with it, but I got it to the point where I could teach it. So maybe I'll come up with a name when it's over. I don't know. But this is how we're going to start it out. It's pretty lengthy, too. Oh, my God. But everything I've been teaching is pretty lengthy. So this one here, I've been working on it really kind of like a couple days, maybe. Okay. All right, here we go. Don't think I'm not nervous about this now. This is one of them things that could, once again, get me in trouble. Stay in trouble, but I'm in favor with God, so. Okay, here we go. With your spirit, God help me with this morning. With your spirit, you connect to God. You connect to the unseen spirit world. With your body, you connect to the natural world. And with your soul, you connect to the, how can I say this right? Remember now, you got to work with me with this. With your soul, you can connect. Don't be judging me till you hear this whole thing. To the wonderful world of imagination. So, artists already know this. With your spirit, you connect to God, and you connect to this unseen spiritual or spirit world. If you hear somebody typing, that's me, because I'm making changes as I'm going along. With your body, you connect to the natural world, you know, the physical world. And with your soul, you connect either negatively or positively to the world of imagination. In order to be successful in the things of God, you got to see yourself overcoming the war against Satan, the devil, demons, and this world. You got to see yourself with the word of God in your hand, and you got to see yourself winning the war against your mind brought on by the devil. You got to see this. And the reason you got to see it, because in order to succeed in the things of God, you're going to need to discover how God created you a champion. You're going to need to discover how God created you a winner. To see how God created you fearfully and wonderfully, according to Psalm 139:14. And you're going to have to shut everything else out. God created you spirit, soul, and body. Just like God is, so are you becoming. You are a triune being. It is with your spirit and soul that you connect to the unseen spirit world. And it is with your body that you connect to the natural world. Within your soul, there is a magnificent world of imagination. Dr. Lester Summerall wrote a book about it a long time ago. So your imagination could be called your mind's eye. And the psychic world, especially those Egyptians, got a hold of this a long time ago, and they began to call it something foul and perverse. They began to call it the Eye of Horus, or the Evil Eye, or the Third Eye. All dark, perverse, yet existent. When you were born again, fear became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, we all know that. That's what caused me to write that book, Spirits Are Subject Unto You. And we're going to do some activation maybe tomorrow. So when you were born again, your spirit became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Your body and your soul, however, remain unchanged. They needed some help. All of us understand that exercise and diet is good for our physical health. But what about the health of your soul? The Apostle John said, Beloved, I pray above all things that you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's 3 John 1 and 2. I'm of the opinion a person can be born again, physically fit, and yet suffer warfare within their mind and within their soul. I believe, and I can prove it, a person can be born again, physically fit, and yet suffer within their mind vain imaginations. That's what the Bible calls them. Vain imaginations, which manifest through corrupted negative images and possibilities within the area of your soul and your mind. When you allow your mind to linger on negative thoughts, I want to deal with a lot of things this morning. We'll start with your soul. Your soul, you know, hosts your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your ability to reason, and your imagination. So any warfare that the devil is going to attack you with, he's going to be hitting those areas. He's going to attack your mind because your mind operates within your soul, particularly your thought life and within your imagination. When God created you, hear me good this morning, don't misquote me. When God created you, he gave you the ability to see all things as possible within your imagination. Satan, I should say, by your faith within your imagination. Satan understands one thing, and he understands this very good. Satan understands how God created you, and Satan understands it to the degree, and he will use your imagination and your ignorance of God's word against you. That's why vain imaginations are those corrupted negative images and possibilities that form within your soul and your body and within the spirit of your mind when you linger on negative thoughts and negative things. The Bible says, and it's very important to remember, the Bible says that you are to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. Within your seer gifting or your ability to see through the gift of God is your imagination. Imagination is your seeing from God. With it, you can and do envision great things. It causes you to dream great things. It causes you to achieve great things. You see, all outstanding achievements in life are birthed from somebody's imagination. Before you can benefit from positive imaginations, you need to win the war against vain imaginations. Vain imaginations, again, are those corrupted negative images and possibilities that form within, I didn't say your spirit, I said the spirit of your mind. When you linger on negative thoughts, negative words, negative deeds, and negative actions, vain imaginations have defeated more Christians and taken them out of the benefits and promises of God than anything else. Your imaginations have to be fortified with the truth of God's word. Brothers and sisters, this is why all believers to renew their minds with the word of God. Satan, the devil, is a strategist. He uses imagination to gain access into your life to kill, steal, and destroy from you. The Apostle Paul passed on a tremendous truth that you can use, brothers and sisters. You can use it to help you win every battle from the enemy that attacks your soul. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and what? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I didn't make this up. You know I didn't. Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3-5, where God talks about casting down imaginations. Within this verse, you can learn how to overcome every vain imagination, every thought that tries to take you out of the blessed life that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ provides for us. One of our greatest struggles in this spiritual warfare is in the area of the mind that has been corrupted by negative thoughts and imaginations. You see, brothers and sisters, all men and women have eyes, but it's only a few that can really see. There's a lot written in the Bible about imagination. The realm of imagination is the realm of images. It's the realm of seeing and visualizing. The Bible says, thou shalt have no graven images. Thou shalt have no imaginations before me. Exodus 20 and 4. Our Father God never wanted his sons and daughters to worship him through graven images. He wants us to worship him with our heart, through our imaginations. With your imagination, and only with your imagination, can you image the greatness of God. Wait a minute. What is an imagination, you might be thinking? An imagination is a mental picture. Imagination is a mental panorama. Imagination is a mental view. Imagination is a mental scene. It's a picture that's seen within the spirit of your mind. It's a picture of something created in the mind of a man or a woman, or if I say it another way, in the spirit of a man's mind. It is an image of something you see and suppose might happen. It is the image of seeing yourself in a place you're not. It's a real place called the spirit of your mind, the world of the unseen within. Now, the spirit of your mind has nothing to do with your born-again spirit. Get that right. The spirit of your mind is within your soul, or your soul man, pronounced Sukhe for soul. And imagination, especially all you creative people listening to me this morning, you know this. An imagination forms a mental picture of things unseen or things only seen within. Something that exists only within the imagination is a virtual world that is not real until it's acted on or upon. Imaginations create reality, even evil reality. Brothers and sisters, the, when I say even evil realities, there are over 600,000 registered sex offenders in the United States alone, all fueled by carnal lust and sexual fantasy, pornography. Pornography generates revenues larger than the combined revenues of Microsoft, Google, Amazon, eBay, Yahoo, and Apple. An industry driven by dark, corrupted, degraded imaginations. The reason being, hear me good this morning. Your imagination incubates what you linger on, be it good or be it bad. Your imagination, and only with your imagination can you image, see the greatness of God. So what's imagination? Imagination is a, brothers and sisters, a mental outlook or a mental view that is seen within the spirit of your mind. It's a picture of something created in the mind of a man or a woman, or, as I said, in the spirit of a person's mind. It is an image of something you see and suppose might happen. It is seeing yourself in a place you're not. However, it's a real place called the spirit of your mind, the spirit of the world, the spirit of the unseen within. The spirit of your mind has nothing to do with your born-again spirit. The spirit of your mind is located within your soul. Within your soul, an imagination forms a mental picture of things seen or unseen and seen only within the spiritual realm. It is something that exists only within the imagination, the virtual world that is not real until it is acted on. You see, imaginations create reality, whether good reality or evil reality, brothers and sisters. Reality that you create. Imagination can only grow, bring into manifestation what you dwell on, what you linger on, whether good or bad. It is through your imagination and with your imagination that you image the greatness of God, that you see it. It's a real place, the spirit of your mind. It's a real place. But as I said, and I'm going to repeat it again, the spirit of your mind has nothing to do with the born-again spirit. Spirit of your man can create a picture within your imagination, within this virtual world that is not real until it's acted upon. Good reality, or it could create an evil reality. Brothers and sisters, your imagination can only nurture, hatch, and grow what you linger on, be it good or be it bad. This is why you, as an act of your will, have to refuse to let Satan introduce demonic imagery into your imagination. This is why you have to bind up every negative, evil image and cast them down. Why, Erica? What you mean? This is what I mean. You and only you have the ability to choose how you respond to the imaginations in your own mind. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us authority to bind and loose every thought and imagination. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us authority and power to refuse to allow Satan to introduce demonic imagery into our soul. You can choose how you respond. You have to choose how you respond. Every day, you bombarded by secular television that is being used to remind us that we're in a spiritual battle against our minds and our own souls. You can choose how you respond. Brothers and sisters, you can choose. You can choose how you respond. Economy, housing prices, jobs, mortgages, declining morality, war, sickness, disease, all of this stuff. There is a continuous conflict against your mind and your soul, offering you opportunity, offering you a lot of opportunity to do what? To leave the realm of faith in Jesus Christ and enter into the quagmire of doubt and unbelief and worry. Paul said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Brothers and sisters, within you is the power to imagine and bring into manifestation the fact that all things are possible to him that believeth. You got to win the battle over vain imaginations. Power to destroy those negative thoughts that war against your mind. As I was working on this, Viktor Frankl That name might not be familiar to some of you. Viktor Frankl had a testimony. He had an autobiography called Man's Search for Meaning. He was a survivor of the Nazi prison camps. And he wrote a very inspirational testimony of humanity's potential for greatness. Whatever the circumstances, this is what he wrote. He said, "Our generation is realistic, for we have come to know man as he really is. After all, man is that being who invented the gas chambers of Auschwitz. However, he is also that being who gas chambers upright with the Lord's Prayer or the Shema Israel on his lips." Viktor Frankl stated that no matter the mistreatment by his demonic oppressors, they could never take away his choice of how he responded to them. Vain imaginations, brothers and sisters, lived in, pondered on, or dwelling in, will build damaging strongholds in your life because they war against your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect with one purpose. And that purpose is to keep you from walking in and enjoying the blessings and benefits that are available for you in God's perfect plan and purpose for your life. There's a degenerate progression of the enemy that he uses. First, the enemy challenges God's word in your life by introducing such things as doubt and unbelief. Next, you have the opportunity to think about it. You had the opportunity to think about the thought and the image that the devil brings, or you have the opportunity to cast it down. You had an opportunity to linger on that bad, negative imagination and speak it out, or you had an opportunity to take it and walk in it. You had an opportunity to take it captive, is what I'm trying to say, or allow it to take you captive. But you had the ability, through the word of God, to cast it down, cast it out. You had the ability to give freedom to your imagination that belong entirely to you. You see, these imaginations belong entirely to you. And many times, what I'm beginning to see in people, I saw it in myself, but that was never my problem. I ain't never been negative. I ain't never liked it, even as a kid. I don't know why, but God put something in me that it wasn't right. The result of habitual negative thinking, the result of focusing on negative imaginations, will send you spiraling into a state of depression. When you think something often enough, you begin to believe it. No, you begin to believe that it's true. And your feelings begin to match what you're thinking. You see, there was a psychiatrist named Aaron T. Beck. And he developed cognitive therapy in the 1960s. He said to stop negative thoughts by replacing them with more positive ones. He believed that depression could be stopped before it ever got started. Well, this is what I know. Paul developed the therapy long before Mr. Beck. The Apostle Paul said, be careful, anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these, Paul said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 9. God has given you freedom to choose how you will respond to every circumstance in your life. God has given you freedom to choose how you will respond to every thought that attacks your mind, your heart, your will, your very soul, brothers and sisters, and every bad report that contradicts God's plan, like Mr. Frankel said in his autobiography, you have complete control over your thought life. Everybody has thoughts. All of us have thoughts. They can be good thoughts, brothers and sisters. Only the ingredients that we use to make decisions matter. If your thoughts are carnal, then cast them down. If they are positive, then feed them through your imagination. Your imagination can only grow what you linger on, good or bad, brothers and sisters. You have control over your thought life, and nobody, no devil, no demon, no witch, no wizard, no sorcerer, no shaman, nobody, no devil, no Satan can ever take away your freedom to choose how you respond to thoughts and imaginations. The Word of God teaches of a demon-possessed man with an unclean spirit that lived in a cemetery. The Bible says when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran to Jesus, bowed, and worshiped. Defied. If a legion of devils could not stop him from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, then no devil, no demonic thought, or evil imagination can stop you from the abundant life in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take control of your life. Take control of your life and choose to respond to every circumstance of life, every circumstance of thought and imagination. Choose the word of truth found in the Word of God. The scriptures declare, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. 2 Corinthians 10:3. The warfare theme is consistent throughout the whole Bible. All of us are in a spiritual war for dominion. Dominion in our lives, and yes, dominion within our souls. As I said before, when you were saved, your spirit was born again. You became a new creature in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:14. Your mind, however, didn't change. It was not born again and needed to be renewed. After salvation, still had, for example, carnal thinking, bad information, and troubling life experiences and memories that truly affect your judgment. Even so, God has given you the power and the ability to take control of your life and choose to respond to every circumstance of life, thought, and imagination according to the truth that's found in His Word. God has given you and I mighty weapons to stop every damaging thought and corrupted imagination. With these God-given weapons and with this God-given authority, you have been given power to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in your life. The world has always been filled with doubt and unbelief. The world has always been filled with evil goings on. The good news is that you, the born-again believer, are no longer part of that kingdom. You, the born-again believer, can escape the dark side. Christ has redeemed you and given you great and precious promises. But you have to take control of your life. And you have to choose to respond. How you going to respond to every circumstance, every thought, and every imagination? You are going to have to choose whether or not you're going to respond according to the truth that has been found in the Word of God. Because God has given you the ability to bring into captivity every vain thought and every vain imagination every time they attack your mind. You can do it, but you got to start doing it today. There is a reason, brothers and sisters, why God wants you to do this. There is a reason why not only does God want you to do it, you're going to have to do it. Because the first thing I said to you, with your spirit, connect to the unseen spiritual world, the world of God. With your body, you connect to the natural world. And with your soul, you connect to the wonderful world of possibilities. Through your imagination, your soul hosts your heart, your mind, your will, your imagination, your emotions, your intellect, and your ability to reason. The warfare that attacks your soul operates particularly through your mind, through your thought life, and within your imaginations. Vain imaginations are those corrupted negative images and possibilities that form within the spirit of your mind when you linger on negative thoughts. Make a note, life lesson. Imaginations create reality, even evil reality. All of us have thoughts. They can be good or bad. What matters are, they will be formed according to the ingredients we put in them. If they're negative, fleshy and carnal, you have the ability to cast them down. If they are good and positive, you have the ability to feed them. Your imagination can only raise up and bring into reality through your faith what you linger on, be it good or be it bad. Jesus prayed, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth." The Bible says, "It is the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom." Brothers and sisters, God is concerned as to how you can or if you even will be used of him, because you can only be used of him his way. You see, you are God's potential in this earth realm. You are God's possibility of something that doesn't yet exist, but can be. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Brothers and sisters, God has the capability to develop in you something that can be of great use to him. That has to become a success. It's not been fully realized, but it is in manifestation. Why, brothers and sisters, don't you know God has his trust in you? God has his strong belief in you. God has his true confidence in your ability to be unwavering. God has his commitment in you. Not looking at what you are, but knowing what you will be. God is convinced of the certainty that something good is going to come to pass in you. God don't have to look for no proof. God believes in you. It's not a false belief. You are God's assurance of himself on this earth. The same way Jesus was God's assurance of your salvation. Matthew 8:16, King James Version. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he, Jesus, cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Jesus said, "I only do what I see my Father do." Brothers and sisters, listen. Listen to me this morning. Your kingship, I say your kingship, was God's original plan and intention. And God hasn't changed his mind. From the moment Adam lost his kingship, his spiritual authority, and was expelled from the Garden of Eden, God, do you hear me? Has been working all things after the counsel of his will to restore you back to himself. And Luke records God's plan in Acts chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. Ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, who the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Restoration, brothers and sisters, is the act of restoring to the rightful owner something that has been taken away, lost, or stolen. The word comes from the Greek word apokatastasis, meaning to return this earth back to its perfect state before the fall. God has been working to restore the earth to its perfect state and to restore man's kingship for thousands of years. In the beginning, we know that God created Adam in his own image, in his likeness, and with his nature. You hear that? The word says that God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed. Look, catch this if you don't catch nothing else. And breathed life, not air. And breathed life, not air. And breathed life, not air, into his nostrils. And man became a living soul with purpose. What was the purpose? The purpose was to fellowship with himself and have dominion over this earth. In the original creation, Adam was perfect. Why was he perfect? He lived out of his spirit. What'd you say, Erica? I said he lived out of his spirit. He communed with God out of his spirit. Did you hear me? He communed with God out of his spirit. Adam was connected to God through his spirit. Adam named the animals from his spirit. Adam tended the garden from his spirit. Adam exercised his kingship or dominion over this earth from his spirit. Don't hang up on me yet. I'm going to take you somewhere for real. The word of God tells us that God put Adam in the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. He also gave Adam a command. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Get this, ice. We were designed from the beginning take dominion over this earth that God has created. The ice is melting. We can never see our original intent restored until we are first born again and subsequently learn how to live out of our born again spirit. 21 again. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come. Where's it going to come from? From the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, who the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, restoring what was lost. Restoration is the act of restoring to the rightful owner something that has been taken away, lost, or stolen. The word restitution in the scripture, I told you, means to return this earth back to its perfect state before the fall. God has been working to restore the earth to its perfect state and to restore man's kingship for thousands of years. Brothers and sisters, when God breathed life into man, and man became a living soul, man's purpose was to fellowship with God and have dominion over this earth. In the original creation, Adam was perfect. He lived out of his spirit. He was connected to God through his spirit, thing out of his spirit. We can never see our original intent restored until we are first born again and subsequently learn to live out of our born again spirits. God told Adam he was going to die, but Adam didn't die until 930 years later. God was not talking about spiritual death. The liar, Satan, told Eve that the reason God didn't want her to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was because her eyes would be open and she would be like God. I want to tell you the truth of that matter. The reality was that Adam and Eve were already like God. They were created with the very nature of God. They had been created in the very image of God. They had been blessed by God. They had been given dominion over the whole earth by God. We know the sad conclusion. Sin entered the earth. Eve partook. Adam did too. Sin entered the earth. Adam's spirit died. And so did Eve. Because the wages of sin is death. Adam's and Eve's disobedience caused a communal disconnect between his spirit and the spirit of God. From that moment on, Adam and Eve began to live out of their souls instead of their spirits. They began to be led by their five senses: touch, hearing, sight, smell, taste, instead of out of their spirit. Before the fall, they simply knew what they needed to know. They could draw any knowledge they needed directly from God's spirit. Their fall was the, what word do I want to use? Their fall was, well, like the name of the Bible, Genesis. The beginning, the Genesis of soulish education. Of soulish realm education. When God came into the garden of fellowship with Adam, he heard the Lord's voice and tried to hide among the trees. God called out to Adam, saying, "Where art thou?" Adam replied, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Brothers and sisters, of course God knew where Adam was all along, because God is all-knowing. God didn't ask because he didn't know. God knew where Adam was physically, but he couldn't find Adam in his spirit anymore. For the first time, Adam was not connected to God through his spirit. And from that moment on, God determined to restore mankind back to himself. God had to send the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, to take away the sin of the world. What you got to get in your spirit this morning, Adam didn't fall from heaven. Adam fell from grace and rulership. Our ultimate destination as born-again believers is not heaven, but earth. Even the rapture, the heaven for a short time, we will eventually return to this earth to rule and reign with Christ. We don't need incorruptible resurrected bodies to live in heaven. We need them for life on earth. Brothers and sisters, Adam could not see his purpose. Purpose is God's original intent for man. Our purpose is to fellowship with him. We were designed from the beginning to take dominion over this earth that God has created. We can never see our original intent restored until we are first born again and learn how to live out of our own born-again spirits. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our teacher who will lead us and guide us in all truth. The Holy Spirit is the one who is actively involved in the restitution of all things. The Apostle Peter said that we are a priesthood of kings. Jesus said, "It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom." The Word of God declares, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." Brothers and sisters, kingdom of God is within you. It took over 2,000 years for the church to be prepared for the restoration of this kingship of every believer. The Bible says the believers are those kings. Jesus has given us authority as priests and kings. We have a solid revelation of our priesthood, but we have yet to fully comprehend what it means to be royal, what it means to be a royal kingly priesthood. The prophet Isaiah declared that there will be no end to the increase of his government and peace. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something this morning. the Bible says. We priesthood, a holy nation, called to show forth God's praises. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Jesus is using us as battle axes to overcome demonic enemies opposing his rule on earth. The battle is against Jesus's governing rulership. Brothers and sisters, Paul equipped the believers at Ephesus with spiritual weapons to victoriously battle the forces raging against the government of God on earth, the kingdom of God on earth. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I have shared with you of God's word. I want you to know, Paul told the Ephesians that it is now God's intent for his church to make his manifold wisdom known to the rulers and authorities in those high places. Making his wisdom known is accomplished through the act of exercising and demonstrating his righteous rule on earth. Paul taught the Corinthians that Jesus must rule through his church by continuing to put down all opposing spiritual government, authority, and power, thus subduing all his enemies under his feet. Jesus gave his church the right to exercise his majestic authority, to challenge anything that opposes his word, to resist demon principalities, announce, command, influence, and yes, govern. Jesus has entrusted his government to his church. And we must not lose sight of the truth that local churches are set in territories, and they have an awesome responsibility to invade and occupy. Believers are the ambassadors of God's government. Believers are the highest ranking representatives of a kingdom. And you are called to actively represent and demonstrate the rule of God on earth. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Keep in mind that Jesus said he is building his church, not a ministry that is disconnected from the local church. If you help build what he is building, then the increase of his government will come upon you too. Right now, I want you to get your paper towels. I'm going to cast out a few things. I want you to pray with me. Lord Jesus, come on, pray with me. Go, get your paper towels first. Sorry. You ready? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I'm calling upon you this morning for my deliverance from every vain imagination, for every demon that has laid hold on my potential in God, for every thief that has stolen any portion of my trust in God, from every spirit that has been unloosed to bind my mind, and every evil that has attempted to defame, infect, or destroy my seeing ability from God. In the name of Jesus, this morning, I break and destroy the power of every evil, unclean spirit, every spirit of bondage, every mind-binding spirit that was unloosed to attack the imagination. Cough that thing out. Go! Get out. Evil imagination, every vain imagination locked in the mind. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! All transference of spirits of evil imagination, blind imagination, unclean imaginations unloosed to bring bondage in the soul. Go! Get out. Cough them out. They might come out on a yawn. Yawn them out. However they come out, let them go. Go! Unclean spirit, set charge against the imagination to defile it. Go! In the name of Jesus, get out. Get out! Go! Get out right now. Loose that imagination. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Every ungodly spirit that has been unloosed against anyone's potential in Christ Jesus, we bind you up right now. We bind you up and we bind you to those vain imaginations. Go! Cough them out. Get out. Get out right now. All transference of spirit of evil imagination, bound up imagination. Go! Get out in the name of Jesus. Loose your stronghold. We command every stronghold set up in the imagination to make it ungodly. Go! Get out. Get out. Every ungodly sight unloosed through the eyes, through any evil eye, evil third eye, evil eye of Horus, blinding the sight of God. Go! Get out. Yawn it out. Sneeze it out. Cough it out. Get it out. We break the power, curses, all thievery from Satan, trying to steal the gifting through the eyes. Go! Get out. Go! Get out right now. We bind Satan's ability and destroy his power on anything that he has perverted, twisted, caused to be crooked. Go! Lord God, we make those things straight right now. Go! Get out. Go! Loose your stronghold. Loose your stronghold. Go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Go! Spirit of perversion. Go! That spirit causes stuff to be made crooked. Go, Satan! The Lord God rebuke you, Satan! Go! This morning, in the name of Jesus. Go! 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 Lord God, you say every crooked way will be made straight. I thank you this morning. You're destroying the work of crookedness and twistedness and perversion, that snake nature of the serpent. Go! Get out right now. Every devil, unloose. All witchcraft power, unloose. All shamanic black magic, white magic, unloose to disrupt, to steal, to kill, to Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Go! Demonic power, witchcraft power, ungodly power, evil power, unloose to steal, kill, destroy. God's trust in himself. God's trust in God. We break you off this morning. We destroy that power in the name of Jesus. Go! 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 We break, sever. Lord God, send down fire. Burn every soulish realm intention. Every soulish realm spirit. Every soulish realm energy. We command you to come to zero. Go! 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 Get out. Go right now. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of every corrupting spirit of bondage in the mind. Mind binding spirits, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Go! Loose the mind! Loose the mind! Go! Loose the mind! Go! Get off the mind! Go! Off the mind! The blood prevails! The blood of Jesus prevails! Loose the man. Go, Satan. Go after man. Go after man right now. I break the power of all man-binding necromancy, all man-binding divination, all man-binding witchcraft, black magic, white magic. I bind you up this morning with chains. Go! Go! In the name of Jesus, loose the man. Loose the man. Go! Every evil eye power, unloose through the eye of Horus. Unloose through any evil eye, any evil look, any evil intention of soulish realm power. We destroy the power of the third eye. We bind you all up and every spirit operating behind you. In the name of Jesus, go! Loose the eyes. Go! Loose the eyes. Go! Loose the mind. Go! Loose trust. Mistrust. Go! Go! We break the power, vain imaginations. In the name of Jesus, go this morning. All the way out. Go! Go! Get out. All the way out. Bind and rebuke Satan's ability. We bind and rebuke Satan's operation. Imagination. We bind and rebuke false, stolen, perverted spirits. Counterfeiting the true potential of God. We bind and rebuke every supporting thieving devil. Killed, murdered, or destroyed. Any area of trust in God. We destroy all man-binding spirits. And we destroy the power of any evil eye or third eye manifestation of witchcraft. Go to the pit. Go right now. And remain sealed until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Get out. Go right now. Keep going. Go. Jesus Christ is Lord. His church, his body shall be triumphant. Because the Bible says, if I cast out devils with the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come among us. I cast every hidden devil with the finger of God working in the imagination, working through counterfeit potential, working through stealing, trusting God. With the finger of God, I destroy every mind-bounded spirit power that works in the airways through the eyes of evil. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go right now. Right now. Come no more. In Jesus' name. All the way out. Brothers and sisters, it's a great day to be alive. I pray right now, lift your hands up. Father God, fill! Fill with the power of the Holy Ghost. Every area that has been emptied out, fill more of you, God, more of you. Fill us up to overflowing capacity. Fill us up. Fill us up. Breath. Take a big breath. Remember, right now, breathe. The breath of life, not air. The breath of life. Let him breathe you in, Father God. The breath of life, breathe it in. So you can give it out. Breath of life. Yeah. Receive more of God, brothers and sisters. Receive more God. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd. You've been listening to this TED line with me, sharing my journey. It's a spiritual journey. It's a victorious journey in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you are everything God says you are. Don't let no devil steal nothing else from you again in life.
I need all the miracles in the house to get up. If you're a miracle, stand up on your feet and make some noise in here. Let's go.
Keep up.
Come on.